Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Al Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
I think we do.
And today, we are smoking a mummified walrus penis. Do I have to edit that out?
No.
We are smoking the Leaf by Oscar Broadleaf Limited Edition 2025. So this is really cool. You guys are all familiar with the Leaf by Oscar, a cigar that we love in several different flavors, while also making fun of it for the gimmick, hence the mummified comment, because these are all wrapped in a leaf.
Yeah, it's right? Pretty cool. has anybody, just email us, has anybody collected a bunch of these and then smoked them later on?
Oh yeah, smoked the. I would, man. It's got to be so dirty.
I don't know. Just for shits and gigs, though. Why not?
Two guys that smoked it that way
without unwrapping it.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not well.
Yeah. So we are going to go through the very detailed and complex instructions of how to light this cigar.
This walrus bone.
What is cool about it, though, is it kind of looks like something Indiana Jones might find in, like, a Mayan temple, yeah. You know, like, so it's a really old cigar.
So this belongs in a museum?
This belongs in a museum! Speaking of which, don't forget our episode, the most expensive cigars sales ever, which included six 600-year-old Mayan cigars, all in the name of raising money for an archaeology program. Hey, good for them, man. All right, so in order to smoke this, we have to undress it. And, whoa. Of course, we always, you know, like, admire the cigar, talk about it before we do that. And coming up, we're going to preview our cigar draft. So just like everybody else, we're doing a cigar draft, except ours is fucking different because we're burn line and we're better. And we're going to explain what those rules are. to you guys, but this is going to be a multi-week game that we'll play with you guys, the audience. I think you'll like it. But before we get there, we have to start smoking. So, a couple of notes, you know, it's got the retailer barcode on it. Mm-hmm. Does have the Oscar Valladares branding on it. I don't like that. I appreciate that they did that. You know, for the retailer, I think it dramatically reduces the sort of impact of the stick. It just doesn't go with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Once you take that off, it looks coherent. The graphic design is coherent. Even having that yellow and red in the...
That's black.
Yellow and black. In the, it doesn't go.
Right, this looks cool. Though. Yeah. Either way.
Once you take it off... Much cooler looking. And then, of course, you got to open it. So, you have this outer band, and it is made of compressed tobacco fibers with edible ink. And you can theoretically smoke this tobacco cardboard. Don't recommend it. I did try it one time.
Oh, my God. This is ripping like a...
Yeah, well, that's because it's fucking all natural. So don't be a bitch. And then, so underneath you have this guy, and I will say these are wrapped with care. I like that.
Dude, I love the presentation. I've always liked Oscar's presentation, by the way.
Love it. Except for one problem that I'm going to bring up yet again, which is...
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I cannot see the wrapper. Always 100%. A problem. Now, look at this.
Yeah.
Look how mangled that cigar is right there.
Ooh.
Right? That looks like it got pinched in the lid of the cigar box. I mean, that's dramatic. Right?
nonetheless a gorgeous steak.
You can't tell though when it's covered with a fucking leaf or a giant band or whatever, right? So I'm gonna beat this drum, forever, because I don't know, I haven't found another hill to die on yet.
One that we probably won't mention on camera, but
that is not true. I said tits or ass, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you can't peg me like that.
Okay.
It's not just one or the other. This is a really beautiful wrap relief.
Yeah. Very rustic, very...
They look similar enough. Like, quality control looks pretty good.
Ooh, are they dyed?
I don't know. All right, so, what is the cigar? 6x52 Toro. Retails for $18. Leaf by Oscar. Broadleaf Limited Edition 2025. It features a Connecticut Broadleaf 3-year age wrapper over Honduran binder and filler, typical. And, of course, it was put together at Oscar's factory.
In so, Denali.
Donley.
Donley. So, I don't know.
The other one's in Alaska.
Alaska.
So let's go ahead and get this cut and lit. I am cutting with my Craftsman's Bench. Dual blade, open-ended, guillotine cutter. And El Fumo's got our C-Car design. Single blade, spring-loaded, action.
It's also a grenade. Open-ended
cutter. Yeah, it's all dropped the pin. The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority.
Throw it out.
No limp-wristed cutting allowed on this show. And we're going to go ahead and tappity-tap that. Yeah, I got, you can see it because the pack was pretty dark. I got a good a little bit of powder.
There's a lot of different colors in there. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. Although, that doesn't really count because you can have the same leaf across the stem as a different color and that. But
by the way, this is Oscar's first Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper.
It is Oscar's first Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper, and it is the first use of this tobacco ever.
Yeah. So, I hope this isn't dyed.
It is time for the official lighting. I am lighting up with my SC DuPont Flat Flame, Dual Flame, gold-plated Johnny Midas lighter. And what have you got?
I got a Zico Gold and Rose Gold, courtesy of Tom's Tobacco on Main Street. Retails for $20, quad flame.
Oh, pretty sweet. Don't point it at me. Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flame for $20.
Yep.
I like it. The official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor.
Yeah, leave the roasting to the coffee professionals.
Leave the roasting to 2C Premium. And we emphasize really like three aspects of the ritual for starting up your cigar. That is a proper cut. And we say clip that cigar with authority because a quick authoritative snip is always going to come out better than a weak, pansy, limp-wristed squish. You're trying to cut through a bunch of not dry tobacco.
Right. You're more likely to pop your wrapper.
Pop your wrapper. And then, go ahead and tap that freshly cut surface on the back of your hand. to remove all those little flecks of the back. You don't have to do that. But when you do, you're not going to be doing this for the first few minutes. And then, you know, if you toast your cigar properly, and Nick and I used to, like, this was our thing, we both shared this. You can enjoy the very first puff, and it's the best puff of the day. But if you singe and sear it, you gotta let it burn off. Mm-hmm. You know, you lost it. You can't enjoy that first puff of the day. So if you add them all, if you do any one of them wrong, you know, you gotta really screw up for it to be terrible. If you do any one of them right, you're probably not going to notice a difference. If you get them all right, you will notice a difference in the quality of your smoke.
Yep.
And if you want to know more about that, just go to our YouTube page, and we have pinned as the first video, yep, how to light a cigar the Burn Line Podcast way, because if you can't light it up, probably you can't enjoy it.
Yep.
Key takeaway, take the leaf off of the leaf by Oscar.
Not this leaf.
Before clipping it.
Yeah.
And before lighting it for show. Yeah. Meanwhile, Master Blender Tom Tannen's over there with the wrappers, trying to see if he can roll us a quick one.
I think it was interesting that they did not take the sticks out of them. It says, mm-hmm, maybe that's not enough leaf to do something with. But I'm like, oh, a lot of that. Now you got short filler somewhere.
He's over, mm-hmm, he's over there rolling paper from his glory days.
He's rolling something for us. Let's just say Daphne would be proud.
Yeah. That's right. Back to what you said earlier. Was it Francisco? I don't remember. Who's the one that told you that said, smoke it as soon as you light it? Remember? Because they were like, oh, let the first eighth go.
Yeah, it was Francisco.
Yeah.
He was like, no, smoke it as soon as you... He's like, but light it correctly.
Right.
Smoke it as soon as you light.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with him.
Because you know what I used to do? I don't know if I should save it as a tip. Well, we're already on the subject. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I got a tip anyways. Remember what I used to do before I knew all this? And I think even you as well. On pigtails, I used to burn those suckers off.
No, you're thinking about pigtails, closed foot. Yeah. I used to, too. And actually, it was Francisco that was like, no.
Smoke it.
They want you to taste just the wrapper.
Right.
You know?
I was like, son of a bitch, this whole time.
I didn't know that.
I'm like, fuck.
Well, okay, so we are smoking the Leaf by Oscar Broadleaf Limited Edition 2025. And, really,
we should be videoing that.
Really enjoying ourselves. Yeah, we should. Really enjoying ourselves. But, I guess what sets this cigar apart is Oscar Valladares is known for some stuff. Connecticut Broadleaf wrappers are not that. He's not known for that. Unlike Foundation, for example, Nick Melillo's known for, like, that's his thing, or Pennsylvania Broadleaf. So, just a reminder, now, you might be less familiar with cigars, and you're like, that doesn't look like a fucking Connecticut. Okay, so, taxonomy, right? Connecticut Shade and Connecticut Broadleaf are two different tobaccos. And, of course, Connecticut Shade is also grown in the shade. And so, typically, when somebody talked about a Connecticut cigar for... You know, all the way up until the 90s, until the cigar boom, and even after for a little bit, Connecticut meant a Connecticut shade wrapper.
Yeah,
and it was light, it was on the bitter side, you know. Well, Connecticut Broadleaf is grown out in the sun.
Yep.
It's thick, leathery, robust,
yep,
rustic, powerful, full-bodied, you know, all of that. So it's not the same thing. And that is the wrapper on this cigar. So, this is, again, it's a 6x52 Toro. That's the only size they come in. Limited edition. And $18 MSRP per each. And they're selling right around MSRP, obviously.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. Obviously, you got taxes and stuff to add in.
yeah, it's a box of 20.
It is a box of 20. And surprisingly, a lot of... Like, box sales are going through, even though that's a lot of money for a box. So, okay, we're an eighth of an inch in, quarter of an inch in. I think it's time for...
Some tasting.
Yeah, some tasting. So, for everybody out there, number one, I did not pre-smoke this. This is the one that I didn't pre-smoke for the show. Usually I do. Number two, there are no tasting notes or reviews out there. By the time this show airs, maybe one or two. But we're beating a lot of folks to the punch.
We're first. Fuck
them. We're first, yeah. Claimed it. Name it and claim it, beloved. So, strength. I'm rolling four? A six.
Really? I got a four right now, dude.
It feels like it's going to get stronger.
Yeah, it's like I got it at maybe five.
Try retrohaling it. I think five is fair, actually, on a second puff.
All right, there we go. Five and a half. It wasn't a... It just got spicy.
Yes, there is spicy on it.
Okay, five and a half. Yeah.
We'll see. It feels like it's going to get stronger.
Okay. It's a sucker punch. It said, Was that Muhammad Ali punch? The ghost punch or whatever?
Yeah. So we have got three vectors at Burnline Podcast that we evaluate cigars on in order to help you, the cigar consumer, kind of understand the cigar. Maybe, you know, like, go out and buy it. Yeah. Sell it on the show or whatever. Want to try it. Or maybe don't. You're like, Johnny Midas' palate is terrible. Nothing he likes, I like. I'm not going to buy it. He likes it. And so that is strength and flavor, which for most people, strength and flavor really determine what they mean when they say body.
Right? Mm-hmm.
However, we also have body as a separate category. For us, strength, you know, basically 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor is either simple, one or two flavors all the way through. Mid, more than one or two flavors, but it's not a changing. It's not changing flavor.
Right.
Maybe it's dropping a few off. Maybe it's picking a couple up. And then complex, which is, you know, your typical flavor changing cigar.
Every third.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then we have body, which is really just the feel of the smoke in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's not related to the previous two. So I think this is a full-bodied cigar. It's got this thick, chewy smoke
mm-hmm.
that kind of clings to the side of your mouth and, like, your cheeks and your palate and stuff like that. It's putting off a good amount of smoke.
Yeah. Smoke output's pretty good. I'm not double puffing to get smoke.
No, the smoke is a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little strong. It's not harsh. No. That's what I'm very careful to pay attention to, like, the back of my throat.
The acridity,
which is good. It means that the tobacco is properly aged and fermented. Yeah. And we mentioned that the wrapper leaf is fermented for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, strength, we're saying a strong five. Not quite a six, maybe. Five and a half. Flavor, we haven't smoked enough yet.
I have, but it's just so weird and unique.
I don't know. Let's get back to flavor. Strength is you know, creeping up. I think it'll get stronger.
Okay.
And then it is full body. It's a nice, big, chewy mouthful of smoke. Let's go back to flavor, right? So, wow, that's interesting. Okay. There is definitely some earth and leather. There's a little citrus. Does that sound right to you?
Where?
Kind of like mid-front of the palate on top. But it's almost not citrus. It's almost like deadly nightshade, like the stem of a eggplant or tomato.
Okay.
But it's not that vegetable bitter. It's something else.
It's like a vegetable flavored, but it's not... Yeah, not bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about eggplant, though.
Stem. You ever grow them?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the garden? You know, when you crack the eggplant off of the stem, how it, like, it has that little ooze and it mm-hmm. kind of smells? Kind of reminds me of that.
Okay.
Without the bitter.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there's, like, a little touch of sweetness in there. But it's sweet, kind of like a, like, if you skinned a Bartlett pear, that brown skin...
Okay.
And you left it out on the windowsill for a few days and it turned into leather.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sweet. Like, not sweet, sweet. Right?
Right. Dude, I'm just having so much issues trying to... Not that it's terrible, it's just like... There's a lot going on there that I'm... having trouble trying to... piece it out.
I think right now the biggest challenge for flavor on this, yeah, it's definitely like a dried fruit sweetness. Now that I mentioned dried pear. I think the challenge with this cigar is that the flavor is so simple and coherent, yeah. It's hard to pick apart. Mine's not burning great. It's burning okay, but this is kind of typical of broadleaf wrappers, where there's such variance in the thickness and thinness of the leaf.
Yeah, one side's a little higher than the other.
Yeah, you can see what mine's doing.
Yeah.
It burns along the thinner parts faster. That's kind of normal. It's not a bad burn line. You do have to watch these cigars. And that's every broadleaf wrap cigar I've ever smoked.
By the way, you should have a counter, like, right here. Added digitally every time we say burn line on burn line.
Burn line on burn line. Just ruined my palate with some Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And don't tell the snobs out there.
Should have gotten Mexican Coke.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I like my Freedom Coke. So...
You like the cancer in a bottle?
Oh... Oscar, how do you pronounce his last name? Valadez?
Is Valadez or Valladares? I have never heard.
Valladares.
Valladares. Valladares. Holy shit! Yeah, I've never really heard anybody or him like say it. So.
Well, the reason being, like, the double L mm-hmm. is pronounced Y, like, officially, but I know so many people that, you know, especially if they're like moved to America 3 generations ago,
mm-hmm.
they just changed it to an L. You know. Valero.
You know the one that pisses me off? Criollo.
Criollo. Why is that?
Because there's only 2 L's. Where the fuck's the yo-yo coming from?
Criollo.
Yeah.
I'm not following.
What do you mean?
Criollo. You mean how it's spelled?
Yeah, and how it's pronounced.
Well, the first one is a double L.
It's just a...
C-R-I-L-L-O.
Uh-huh.
That's L-O?
No.
Oh, it's Creo.
Yeah.
It's just Creo.
Creo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody says Creo.
Creo, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Creo,
yeah. Yeah. Just throw that fucking dictionary out the window, because it clearly doesn't matter.
This is how language changes.
Huh. I don't even remember it, like, Creo.
Yeah, it's just C-I-C-R-I-L-L-O.
C-R-I-O-L-O.
Creo-lo. Okay.
Creo-yo.
Shouldn't it be pronounced Creo?
Criollo.
No, yeah, you're right. It's C-R-I-O. Creo.
It's not Criollo. It's Criollo.
Criollo.
Everybody pronounces it Criollo, though. Like, literally everybody we've talked to.
Yeah, so like, it's missing, like, another double L or a Y.
Like,
or
even whatever. Francisco says Criollo.
Yeah, how else do you pronounce I-O next to each other? Besides, it's...
Okay.
No. Because it starts phonetically and then you spell it later.
Criollo.
They were saying criollo before they learned how to spell
it. It's not criollo. It's criollo.
Everybody
Criollo.
Seriously pronounces it criollo.
Criollo. Criollo.
I've never, like, Criollo. Dude, because I heard it from Francisco, I've never heard the O in front of that, though. Just I'm not saying
little,
he's...
Little exercise. Yo-O, yo-O, speed it up. You'll be doing yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. All
right, anyway. This is not a linguistic... Well, I guess it is.
No. Well, because, you know, like, it's the same in English. Like, I mean, it wasn't until the fucking French got involved that we standardized spelling on anything anyway.
Anyways, so we can add literature and linguistics to our podcast portfolio.
That was a fucking rabbit trail. So, all right, socials and surprises. You are our marketing plan. If you think we have value to the cigar smoking hobby, go ahead, like, share, subscribe. Click that little bell notification thingy. And reach out burnlinepodcast@gmail.com and our email of the week, courtesy of Jeff from the Contact Us link. If you go down below to the show notes, there's a link tree. You can click Contact Us. It takes you to burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And the essence of Jeff's question is, my mouth gets really dry when I smoke cigars. What should I do to keep hydrated? So we've talked about, you know, pairings. We've talked about keeping your palate fresh, all that. I think, Jeff, my first answer is what not to do, right? And anything that is like an energy drink, Gatorade, liquid IV, don't. Right? Yeah. I know what you're talking about because I've been like outside all day, you know, under the sun golfing or, you know,
yard work, whatever.
On the beach in the Bahamas, and I want a cigar, and, but I'm kind of dehydrated. Don't drink Gatorade. Don't drink your little packets that you pour in your water. Definitely don't drink a Monster or anything like that because that just wrecks the palate. My top advice is always water with a little couple of drops of lemon juice in there. That'll clean off your palate really good. You can also do sparkling water. I found that really refreshing. There are a few sparkling waters that are flavored that won't mess up your cigar. Mm-hmm. LaCroix has some really subtle flavors. Even, what's the, like, bubbly? Isn't that like the local supermarket brand?
Yeah, bubbly.
Yeah, like you can barely taste the flavor in it.
And I guess the fan favorite,
San Pellegrino, that's not really flavored. I think you can get some, like, tangerine flavored.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, like, the fan favorite, just the regular San Pellegrino.
Just regular.
It's or, carbonated water, right?
Yeah.
And some people like Perrier. Seltzer.
Yeah.
It's like water or soda mm-hmm. or liquor.
Soda I'd be really careful with. We're both drinking Cokes.
Well, two different Cokes.
Yeah, which the reason for that is this is a broadleaf cigar, and Coke tends to go pretty well with it. Mm-hmm. It does change the flavor. Also, if you're feeling dehydrated, Coke is a terrible choice. Most of your soft drinks are a terrible choice.
Yeah.
But just some nice, cool water. I prefer flat water with lemon and ice. Yeah. You might prefer, like, a can of Perrier or something, yeah. or a bottle, you know, on ice. That would be my recommendation. Jeff, thank you for your email of the week.
Now, is that Jeff or Jeffafa of two F's?
It's Jeff Oyo. And we have a giveaway for everybody. This is an El Septimo punch. And as you might imagine, since it's El Septimo, it's Francais. First of all, feel how heavy that is. It is on a keychain.
Ooh.
And that is, what do you call that? Not painted, but.
Yeah.
No, the thing where you, the electro with the powder, powder coated.
Yeah.
It is powder coated, and it twists like this. If you twist it to the right, you get a big punch. To the left, you get a smaller punch. That is just super cool. It does have the El Septimo Genève logo on it, and this can be yours. We're giving this away to one lucky listener of the show if you subscribe on YouTube and comment on this video. We will send you this punch. First person to do it, you get this El Septimo punch. So another free swag giveaway on Burnline Podcast. Be the first one.
Yeah.
Alright, I think it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll do our tobacconist tip of the week. And now your tobacconist tip of the week. Angel Solorio.
Tip of the week. So, it's been a while. Mention it. It's getting hot out there. I ordered some cigars online recently, right before it got super hot. So, luckily, no issues there. But, if you're ordering cigars online, and if you get them home, don't cut them and light them immediately. Let them rest in your humidor for a couple days. You know, that way they get back to humidity and back to a lower temp. Don't cool them off super quick. Because if you have a, unless you have a P.O. box, then they're fine. But if you're like me, they either drop them off at the door or in the mailbox at the end of the driveway.
Yeah, they
it's
put
hot
them,
as shit.
They, yeah, they put them like in front of your door where the sun's beating down.
Right.
You know, for hours on it. Yeah.
And depends on who you order from. It doesn't matter, you know, what delivery service. Like I said, unless you have a P.O. box, it's like, it's in the back of a UPS truck. It's in the back of a FedEx truck.
Yeah.
Back of the mail truck. It's going to be hot in that fucking box. It's hot boxing, literally.
Yeah, and I'll add a element to that as well, which is, you know, I have an automatically cooled humidor. Do not stick your fucking cigar. Don't open that box and stick them in there. It will pop the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
They'll shrink fast.
Yep.
So that's a great tip. You know, it's really, I mean, it's like, you can't win. Summer it's too hot, winter it's too cold. If you're buying online, you've got to just fucking rest those cigars.
Yeah.
You know, have the self-control.
Like, one thing, that especially, like, an extreme winter and extreme summer, like, this week, it's fucking hot as shit, and, you know, it's 95.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like us, say we're just now getting home, 6 o'clock, them things have been cooking for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, open up the box, leave them on
breathe.
The table.
Yeah,
give them a couple hours, and then stick them in the humidor, because even your humidor, what's your rule, 70-70?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, 70-70, you know. You stick that thing right in there, it's probably going to cool down way too quick.
Yeah.
And you can pop a wrapper that way.
I've got my refrigerator one set at 68.
Yeah.
I like it a little chilly.
But imagine that.
That's
going for
30 degrees cooler.
Yeah, like throwing a 95-degree stick into 68 degrees, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Guess what's going to happen?
Well, it's probably hotter than that. If it's in a box
that's
on the porch with
and
the sun, it's...
Or in a truck, it's probably
125. It's retaining heat. It's,
yeah,
it's probably over 100 degrees.
So, yeah, man, that's not good for you, and it's... I don't know.
I ordered these Asterton white labels, and they all came in with Maduro wrappers.
Right.
In the back of the UPS truck so long.
I'm not sure. I've never run into that issue, if you can warranty that or not.
I don't know. It's a good question, but there is one solution that works every time, which is don't buy online.
Yeah.
Instead, come to Tobacco on Main Street.
Yep.
And we'll hook you up with some awesome cigars. Speaking of awesome... There's some new additions over there, and don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But that's what we're smoking next week.
All right.
That's a new.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's a new release, right? So anyway, thank you for that tobacconist tip of the week, and we are smoking the Leaf by Oscar Broadleaf Limited Edition 2025, and we both said we're having some issues pegging the flavor because there's some of your basic notes you would expect in a cigar like this.
Mm-hmm.
But one, they're very coherent. It's hard to pick the flavors apart. And two, it's very simple. It's like the same flavor. So far, an inch in, all the same flavor. Good flavor,
mm-hmm.
But simple and coherent. So let's take a couple of puffs, see if anything's changed, and if we can put some better words around what we're experiencing.
I already knocked some of my ash off. I'm about an inch and a half in. I did get some vegetable bitter at this point now.
Mm-hmm. Very light, but there's some vegetable bitter.
Do a quick, like, as soon as you retro or mouth exhale, do like a quick French inhale, and you get like this weird... It's kind of cool.
Whee! That's a French inhale.
Yeah. You get like this weird different flavor.
Maybe. But back to basics.
Yep.
With the regular draw. There's some kind of wood in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cedar.
It's like a moss covered wood.
Yeah. It reminds me of like a birch bark.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Getting a little bitter.
There's little vegetable bitter. The pepper reminds me of like cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because of the bitter.
Yeah, as it's coming out of the nostril.
Mm-hmm. Little leather. And that's kind of it.
You know what this reminds me of? Not a fancy one, but like a mid-tier, mid-level horse stable. Because you can smell the saddles, and it's kind of smell like the hay, the straw for the horses.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not like a fucking West Virginia barn,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not like one of these everything is clean, Lexington, $1 million.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But like a mid-level,
stable.
Mid-upper stable.
You know? Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you walked through the stables at Churchill?
Through the stables?
Yeah.
No.
No. Just wondering if they ever gave tours or something.
Maybe.
Or if you ever went through a tour.
No, we used to do Downs After Dark. So everybody knows about the Kentucky Derby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into horses, you know about Smokes at the Oaks, you know.
Okay.
So that's the Friday before the Derby.
Okay, cool.
Of course, they race ponies
mm-hmm.
all summer, and they have Downs After Dark.
Okay.
Where you go watch the horses after dark, and it's pretty cool, you know. There's a lot of drinking and some cornhole in the infield and stuff like that, and much more affordable.
Sounds
than
blessed.
The Derby. It's pretty fun.
And everybody's not plastered yet.
Well, the best part is it's after dark, so it's bearable, the heat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Louisville gets pretty warm.
Say, the first run this year was fucking cool as shit. Like, temperature-wise,
yeah.
I think it was one of the coolest on record.
Yeah. Not this week. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Heat Dome.
Yeah, fuck you, Montana.
Yeah, all the people on Instagram stepping out in their winter coat, there's snow on the ground.
I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, but they had to put up with 8 months of it.
Yeah.
Before now.
Dude, it's almost like year-round winter for them.
Spring's just about to start.
Yeah.
When I ride my dog sled to school in the summer. Yeah.
My mom lived out there after she retired. July was the only month she didn't see snow.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. This is a challenging cigar.
It is, man.
Because it is it's really weird to me because the flavors are mild,
mm-hmm.
simple, and coherent. So picking them apart is hard.
Ooh.
But it is spicy. What am I looking at?
You don't see that big Grand Canyon?
I do.
That just happened.
Wait, hold on. Roll it. Is that a patch? Roll it towards me.
Mother. No, it's just it popping.
Yeah, your wrapper's popping. You're right.
Son of a bitch.
I've got that.
Yeah,
that's
at
like
least it's
somebody
holding.
Fucking like clamped it into the lid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and again, that's why I don't like the leaf on the outside or anything that covers the wrapper. I'd prefer to see that and pick a different one out of the box. Cigar draft. We are doing the cigar draft. And it's going to be a couple of weeks. Today it's kind of just the introduction to the cigar draft because we're going to do it differently from everybody else. So here's how the draft is going to work. We're going to have a first round, second round, third round. But it's kind of, you know, not going to work if we pick one cigar per round because there's two of us, right? We'd have to have a bajillion rounds. And then it kind of just turns into I pick, you pick, right? And so we're not going to do that. We are going to do like this. First round, you pick two, or
mm-hmm.
you pick one. Second round, you pick two. Third round, you pick three. Fourth round, you pick four, like that. And making sure that in the last round, we both have an even number of picks.
Okay.
Make sense? So that's how we're going to do the draft. Additionally, you cannot pick manufacturers that are in the same segment when you have multiple picks. So, for example, if you have three picks, you cannot pick three boutique manufacturers, but you also can't pick three big-name manufacturers. Another rule is you cannot pick a conglomerate. So I can't pick Scandinavian Tobacco Group. I can't pick Swisher.
Oh, so you just can't pick the whole.
I can't
shebang.
Pick General. No, so like General Cigars has got a bunch of brands. I can't pick that. I can pick the brand. So I could pick Upman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could pick Monte Cristo, et cetera, et cetera.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
Now,
I was like, damn, we're not picking any sticks.
Yeah, it gets a little fuzzy though. What about Christian Aroa?
Yeah.
Right. So CLE. is not the same as Asylum. No. Is not the same as Aeroa. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not the same as Aladino. Doesn't he do Aladino? Isn't that
I believe so.
Aeroa's here? This is his brother, yeah. They're all different, right? However, we're also not picking cigars, right? So you can pick Asylum and get all of the Asylums.
Yeah, like, okay, I pick the Ogre.
Yes, not I pick the Asylum 13. Well, I pick the Asylum whatever, right?
April Fools or something, yeah.
So you could pick Perdomo, right? You could pick Fuente. A lot of cigars in there. But you can't pick General Cigars,
mm-hmm.
and you can't pick, you know, like, I pick the Aging Room Cuatro Nicaragua.
Yeah.
You can have Aging Room.
Yeah, I guess we have to be specific, too, with Cuban and non-Cuban.
So, in the Cigar Grab, no Cubans are allowed.
All right.
It's only what you can purchase in the U.S. of A, because we like our cigars free.
As we pay for them? What the...
But... Because this is a consumer podcast, and most of our listeners are not consuming Cubans, right? At least on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Here's a hint. If you pay $20, it's not a Cuban. They're more than that now.
Don't buy Cubans.
On the beach in Jamaica from the guy with the clear-topped wooden box.
Or the Indian guys at Niagara Falls, because they're full of shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
$40, man.
Certified Casa de Habana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Habana.
Yeah, with their...
That's what you're looking for. The labeled shops.
Yes. That is one thing that Habanos S.A. is great about, is they certify every single person that's actually allowed to, or not person, but outlet.
Yeah, retail.
They actually sell to distributors.
Yep.
And, of course, the boxes... have both the stamp on the box and the label. Harder and harder to forge packaging materials. If you get anything in cellophane, it is not Cuban. If you get anything in an individual cardboard box, it is not Cuban.
Or glass.
If you get anything in a glass tubo, it is not Cuban. If you get anything in a 12-count box, it is not Cuban. If you get anything in a 20-count box, also not Cuban. And you can Google these things. Well, maybe we'll do a whole show on it. But
yeah, we're
not doing Cubans on the draft. Now, we're going to do the draft, but... Then we're going to actually score. We're going to do fantasy cigar, right? So fantasy football is over for a few more months, and so to tide you over, we're doing fantasy cigar. How we're going to rank the draft out on the fantasy cigar game is Tom Cannon is actually going to score our draft on the basis of retail sales, right? So you might think The Killer Bee by Blackwork Studios is a killer cigar, and you're not wrong. But will it sell? You might think that the, I don't know, Notorious cigar is trash, but does it sell? So you have to take into account,
yeah.
I got to be able to sell these, right? Angel has an advantage as a certified retail tobacconist and somebody that has sold cigars for a long time. But I'm going to do my best to kick your ass.
All right. So we're trying to win here. All right.
Maybe you're trying to assemble the dream team.
Mm.
That is up to you. But there can only be one winner. And it's going to be me. So, so that's the cigar draft we got coming for everybody. You like my Admiral Piguet Royal Oak knockoff? Yeah, that's not real.
Dude, not going to lie, though, knockoffs has a really good market, though.
Well... This isn't a fake. It's got a different brand on it. They just copied the styling.
Yeah.
But I bought Jake, my business partner, in Adamir Piguet,
yeah.
Royal Oak for...
Yeah. He works at State Farm, by the way.
To celebrate. So he's got a real one, but I'm just not wearing a fucking... I'm not wearing a Corvette on my wrist. I might break it.
Yeah.
I probably will. All right, so let's talk about this cigar a little bit, then we'll go to break, come back, do our cigar news of the week. I am relighting, probably because I'm blabbing too much, but so far it's stayed lit pretty well.
Yeah, mine has.
Which, you know, is good because Broadleaf is not famous for staying lit.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that based on the smoking experience this far, I think that the filler and binder, which are they're both Nicaraguan, Honduran. They taste very much like Honduran tobacco, particularly on the lower part of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not high priming leaves. And it just tastes Honduran to me. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's hard to sort of pick out flavors is the filler and binder. I think it's the same tobacco, maybe just aged slightly differently. It's very homogeneous. I think it's all the same stuff. And then it has this pretty delightful wrapper on it. And so what I'm coming away with is an interesting smoke because it's coherent.
Mm-hmm.
The flavors are sort of mild and subtle, but the strength is still 5+.
Yeah.
Hasn't picked up. I thought it would get stronger than this. It has pepper all over,
mm-hmm.
and it's cayenne. It's like on the bitter end of the spectrum. But it's not harsh.
I just got some cedar.
Are you picking up cedar?
Yeah.
I was tasting some wood earlier, but it wasn't cedar.
Much further
than I? Yeah. You're not that much farther than I am. Maybe 3/8 of an inch. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to smoke the band. They say you
Let's try it.
I'm sliding mine down closer. I'm going to see if it smokes.
I don't know if I can slide mine down because of that crevice there. Nope.
Let's see if it combusts and smokes and if it tastes like shit.
Tell us what it tastes like.
And, Tom, you want to show us what you rolled?
A turd.
Tom took the, there we go. Okay, here, let me move my head. Yeah, there we go. So Tom took the, wrapper leaves and used his genuine molds here, that decorate tobacco on Main Street, to roll a stick. So, that's really interesting.
It'll smoke.
We're going to smoke it.
Maybe not well, but it'll smoke.
We are going to smoke it. But before we do that, let's go to break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Cigar News of the Week with Angel Solorio.
Alright, News of the Week. I don't know if you remember we talked about this around COVID, because we did on one of the episodes, like post-COVID. Oh man, we've been going for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember how there was no PCA, no TPE, no nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so remember the Traveling Cigar Roadshow?
Yep.
It was a few of the brands, you know, they were going around.
Fuente, Rocky, I think.
Yeah, Altadis, Rocky, Premium Cigars, Oliva, CLE.
I thought Fuente was involved. Maybe I'm wrong.
It might have changed, but yeah, they go around 21 cities. And I think right off the, not in peak lockdown 2020, they weren't doing it, obviously, because everybody, we didn't know what was going on. But after that, they were like, fuck it. So they were like one of the first shows, so... They're just announcing, hey, we're doing roadshow again this year. So 21 cities, that'll be dope as shit. We got two stops near us. Pittsburgh.
Nice.
So maybe we should hop on the truck. And then Philly. And
no, too dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Ooh, is D.C. any better? Probably.
At least I know people in D.C.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You can call up the bodyguards.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. You know, they're... It's just a networking thing, and it's fun for everybody. And it was just cool because, like, especially in 2021, they're like, no, we need to get the fuck back out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like, fuck it. If we get in trouble, we get in trouble. They kind of said that. They were like, well.
There wasn't a lot of appetite, you know, at that point for shutting stuff down. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of the sheriffs and stuff, they were at the point where they're like, this is beyond my job description. So.
Punch is making a, that is number 50 for Ireland. So it's like a specific regional cigar.
Okay. Is it only for sale in Ireland?
No, not at the moment. But I guess they're going to be releasing it. It's limited, but it's like the Ireland.
So if it's Edición Regional, that means that it's...
I know, but that's what they're calling it, man.
No, but that means that that's Cuban punch.
Yeah.
So that's not American punch.
Yeah, but it's for Ireland.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's an important note. So there is Edición Regional, which is a specific classification that Habanos S.A. has for cigars. There's also Edición Especial and Limitada. Those are three categories that your cigar can fall into depending on distribution. So this is Punch Cuba. And this is an Irish cigar, but it's not available anywhere yet, or it's only, where is it going to be made available? Ireland only?
Well, EU, because it's priced in Europe. So, yeah, Habanos S.A. in the United Kingdom, which is Ireland. Sorry, guys.
Ireland is...
Yeah. Touchy subject still. My bad. Yeah. I'm not. Don't shoot me.
Okay, so that's one that we might be able to sneak. I might be able to sneak one of those. I have some contacts. But.
So it's not... I mean, it's available. It's a you can get it if you have the contact. Mm-hmm. So it's 1,400 boxes, 50 a box, so 70,000 sticks. 75.80 a stick, or 65.50 pounds, whichever monetary you use. But doesn't say what exactly blends.
That's about right. So, that's around $75.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, if you buy a Cuban, because Habanos S.A. sets the prices, and that's what they cost. So if you're getting it for less than that, that's cheap. That's an affordable one. It's not a Cohiba.
Yeah.
Right? That's one way that you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Because nobody's losing money selling cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
Joya de Nicaragua is releasing the limited edition Antaño Connecticut Gran Consul. All right. Crown Heads, so you're a Crown Heads fan, ships to Broadway, so you should be able to get that everywhere. So whoever sells Crown Heads, I don't know, you have a dealer, so you know the guy. It uses a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper over a binder from Jalapa and fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, Ometepe, and Nicaragua, regionally. So that's a cool one. And we're smoking a broadleaf now, so.
Yeah.
So that'll be a thickie.
Speaking of, my band is combusting. It is combustible. It does not burn at a different rate from the wrapper, so that's interesting and cool. And it didn't really change the flavor noticeably at all, which is also cool. So I guess you really can smoke the band on these.
Mm.
And it is made of just compressed tobacco fiber. Not really, no.
All right. And then the Camacho Limited 2025 goes on sale as well. Man, that's been a while since Camacho released anything
Yeah, Camacho's been on a slide lately.
After the purchase, man.
Well, no, because it's been fucking... The purchase was, 07.
Yeah, but I really haven't, Camacho...
It was, 2017.
Is somebody on the team left?
Yeah, Camacho was really...
They had a cool factor.
Yeah, even though, the old guard was like, this isn't Heroes Camacho, it sucks, Davidoff took over and it sucks. But they had fucking awesome swag and events.
Dude, the Ecuadorian?
They were relevant, yeah. And now it's...
They've been irrelevant now for a long time.
Yeah. It's just sad, man, because the Ecuadorian was dope.
They had some good ones. The Rum Barrel Age.
Yeah, that was dope as fuck.
They discontinued those.
Which they discontinued. The Triple Maduro.
Yeah, right. It's a different blend.
The Ecuadorian. Connecticut's a decent one. And then...
The Corojo?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Corojo was good.
Yeah, it was a fucking banger. Yeah, sadly, I never smoked the Triple Maduro before the purchase.
They were, affordable.
Yeah, they were.
Well, so we didn't say this on the show. You remember we smoked the M81. Me and Nick did. And we paired it with the M81. The bourbon. We didn't mention it on the show, but the yardstick for me when I was testing it was the Camacho Triple Maduro, because I'm like, that was their claim to fame. Oh, the M81 is all Maduro tobacco, which, you know, I'm already, like,
okay,
questioning that, because, like, if you want it to burn, they can't all be Ligero Maduro, and Maduro aging Velado leaves, I'm not sure what the benefit is, you know, and it turned out it was a fairly strong and one-note, not very good cigar, and it actually only really came to life when you paired it with the alcohol, at which point it was a pretty good smoke.
I felt the same way about the alcohol.
Yeah.
But you put the two together, now you got something.
You got something, yeah.
Is that kind of like the Weller?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the difference being you can just drink Weller and it's fine, you know. But the Weller Cohiba was just incoherent without the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo Trace cigars need lots of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah. If you drink enough Buffalo Trace, the cigar's great.
I think we've
everything's great.
I think we beat that dead buffalo enough.
Yeah.
That was kind of a sad one. But this is a 6x52 Toro that uses a Mexican wrapper, Honduran binder, and well-aged Dominican fillers. That's all they're saying.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll see if... See if they can pull it off. I'd like to see Camacho get back into relevance, but it's going to be a tough fight for them. You know, they need to get their marketing arm engaged and all of that.
They're still too European.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much appetite Davidoff has for growing that brand. It doesn't seem like they've put anything in for the last 5 years, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to have events all over and swag and giveaways and... Gosh, I mean,
I still think they make like it comes in like the flag box. You see that once a year, at least every 2 or 3 years. That's a good blend.
Mm-hmm.
A little pricey. You know, you're probably now neighborhood of $35-$40 a pop.
Yeah.
A little wooden coffin. But
yeah,
it's a good stick.
Yeah, but their currency was like affordable, pretty decent sticks that were cool.
Yeah,
and they lost the cool factor. And they're just hard to find now. I mean, I look around, and I guess because they're not selling, but a lot of tobacconists, they moved on, like they've replaced them with more like boutiques and stuff like that.
I got a guy that does the Connecticut. Keep him happy. But I am considering the Triple Maduro as a shelf sitter because that's fits here.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm definitely getting a little bit of a burnt paper. Sort of on the secondhand smoke now from this band. But interestingly, the taste of the cigar hasn't really changed. So if I hold the cigar away from my face, hold my breath, take a puff, move the cigar away over here where I can't smell the secondhand smoke, I don't taste a difference, the actual taste of the smoke. So that's interesting. But the secondhand smoke definitely changed here. Let me... smell that, like...
It doesn't smell like, bad. It smells good. It
semi, almost like if you drop, like, newsprint into a campfire.
Yeah.
Sort of smell. All right.
One last one.
Go ahead.
This is fucking nuts. Like, you thought ours was crazy. So, the EU is proposing on certain members a 1,000% tax increase for cigars.
For cigars.
Like the import part, not the...
So, you thought our tariffs were bad? EU wants a 1,000% tariff on cigars. Okay.
So, here's a couple examples, and this is going to be in euros. So, increasing the minimum cigarillo tax from 12 euros per kilogram to €143 per kilogram.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then cigarette tax.
So that's like a 13 times.
Yeah.
So they're bringing the cigar to decide how much the tax.
Yeah. Or 90 euros per 1,000 units to for cigarettes to 215 euros per 1,000 units.
So it sounds like once again they made the mistake of lumping premium luxury cigars in with cigarettes.
And this is like broken. Well, I'm not going to go
through. I wonder if there's a difference there between American cigars and, you know, like Davidoff and Cuban cigars, which are largely controlled by Spain.
But this is where it's mostly going to...
their market.
Yeah, this is mostly going to affect Spain, the largest Cuban retailer.
Yeah.
So, but it's broken down from roll-your-own tobacco, pipe tobacco, hookah tobacco, nicotine pouches, just the whole fucking blanket, the whole spectrum.
It's fucking crazy.
Once again, politicians deciding that they can get wealthy off of our habits.
Yeah.
You know, what happens when they decide that owning a home is bad for the environment? Or, you know, fill in the blank.
I guess that
Brexit... So this is where we take a stand.
So I guess that Brexit wasn't so bad after all.
I don't know. We will let our English correspondents comment on that. Drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. But it is time to rank this cigar, and we are smoking the Leaf by Oscar Special Edition Limited 2025 Broadleaf, which features a 3-year-aged Connecticut Broadleaf. It doesn't actually advertise that it's Maduro-aged, but it looks like it, and that is over Honduran binder and filler. Very homogeneous cigar, I think, and I just did a little experiment where I went ahead and combusted the band, which I just knocked off. And it didn't negatively affect the cigar smoking experience, so that's interesting. But it's time to rank this cigar. And this is a 6x52 Toro, retailing for $18. And just before we jump in real quick, any updates on the smoking experience? I have had zero flavor change.
No.
It's exactly the same cigar as when I lit it up.
Yeah, I want to say it's mostly simple to mid. Barely mid.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd call it a simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simple.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Complex flavors, but simple transitions. Only complex because it's like, I don't know, I've had issues the whole time trying to...
Well, just, you know, for clarity for our audience, if we say cigar is simple, it means it has, you know, 2, maybe 3 flavors all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Mid is, it has more than that. One might drop off, one might pick up. That's about it. It's not really changing flavor. And then complex is changing flavor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I can't even call it mid because, you know, it just has had the same notes all the way through.
Yeah.
A little bit of bitter picked up.
I want to say...
That was it.
Not to confuse. It's like a Padron where it's mostly the same the whole way through.
Yeah, Padron is a great example of a fantastic, simple cigar. It's like the same flavor all the way through. All right, so we'll start with presentation as usual, and, you know, Leaf has a unique presentation, and this is the same as the other Leafs in presentation, so nothing new there,
mm-hmm.
right? I have the presentation at a 5, and the reason I do is it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't like covering up the wrapper. Both of us had wrapper issues that were covered up. And... When it first came out, it was like, hey, this is cool and rustic and different, and now it's, like, more gimmicky almost.
Yeah.
So, it's not bad.
It's his signature.
It's their signature thing. I just have a 5 for presentation. What have you got?
Yeah, I guess a 5.
It's middle of the road.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But there's nothing special there anymore. So, that brings us to construction. Burnt well the whole way through. I had one touch-up light. That was just me because I was talking.
Same.
You're going to have, you know, the uneven burn is typical of a broadleaf wrapper. Very, very hard to find a broadleaf cigar that, you know, doesn't burn that way because there's such variance in the thickness of the leaf. I can't, you know, the ditch I had in the side of mine, I can't call that construction because it looks exactly like someone closed it in the lid of the box. And I just couldn't tell because it was wrapped in a fucking leaf. You did have your wrapper split.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yep. How did that affect the smoke?
Not at all, actually, luckily, thankfully.
So the binder held beneath it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't continue to pull apart, and you didn't suck any oxygen and
right.
air in. Okay. So 9 for construction?
Yeah, 9.
Way to go, Oscar. All right, so let's talk about price. At $18 for a Toro, man, I mean... That's fucking rough, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I mean, it's just rough. Like, I mean, I was just back there in Tom's Humidor in Maryland with their ungodly communist taxes. And, you know, it was like, for $18, you know how many choices I have?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got the Koseika 149, the Koseika 151, 2 great offerings from Plasencia.
Some aging room stuff.
You got some aging room stuff. You got,
Get 2 AJ New Worlds.
Yeah. 2 AJ New Worlds for $18 and get 2 AJs. I'll be honest with you, I'm at like a 3 for price.
Yeah, I'm
it,
not
it's
a
just not,
3.
It's not price
even
right.
for a limited And Oscar is not an expensive brand either.
No, it's just not competitive. So I've got a 3 there for price. So that brings us to flavor. This is a rough. This is just rough because it's not a bad cigar. It's also not memorable. You know, the flavor's there, but it's not tasty. I'm not like, ooh, I want some more. I want to take that next puff. I'm certainly not going to smoke it again. You know, it's just mid. I kind of have like a 4 for flavor. It's not offensive, but
3 or 4. Yeah, 4.
All right, we'll do a 4. We'll be generous.
When we get to experience, I know we're going to talk about it, but like that 18 kind of like
squelches it. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think your expectations are way higher. Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump into experience. At $18, you can rule out a lot of activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are some activities you might do with an $18 cigar? Golfing with your rich buddies.
Yep.
Lounge. Yeah, definitely lounge. Probably not watching the game. Definitely not grilling or yard work or something. Walking the dog, going fishing. You know, you don't want to wreck a cigar, but it's not good enough. Like, I wouldn't take this to the golf course because it's just, I go there to have pleasure, and for $18, I can get a nice Hemingway.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
And at $18, like, you have to pay attention to this.
Yeah, it almost forces you to.
Yeah.
You know, who's on the $20 bill? Is that Andrew Jackson?
Yeah,
you're burning a Jackson. You gotta pay attention. That's the rule. You know, so, and then, you know, if you're smoking in the lounge, it's just meh. Like, you can't really talk about it because there's not much to talk about.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't even know what's fair here. I don't think it rises to 5 as middle of the pack. I don't think it rises there. If I just took cost and value out of the equation entirely, I mean, I smoked $5 cigars that were even more pleasurable in experience. I mean, we talked about the other week, you can get, you know, a Fuente Short Story for $7. It's way better, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, maybe not smoking as long, but it's way better. So, I mean, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Yeah?
3.
All right, we'll do a 3. So, I think that, you know, my takeaway on this cigar is I like that we switched to a broadleaf wrapper. There's not enough flavor in the rest of the tobacco to make up for it. And just as somebody who has smoked fumas and individual leaves and stuff like that, because I'm a nerd, the entire cigar tastes like Honduran Velado grown in the Yamastron Valley. That's what it tastes like. And I'd be willing to bet it's all lower primings. I'm not sure where the tobacco came from, but it does remind me when I was smoking Yamastron individual leaves. And the end result is, you know, kind of meh. There's just...
The 18 really, like, chops its legs off.
That just, you know... But it does, but I'll also say, just take price out of the equation. Imagine a cigar that's similar in experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific cigar in mind?
Damn, what was that one Rocky that's kind of like a single flavor the whole way through?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, guys, it sounds like you're describing edges.
Yeah, like an edge, like that's a Rocky edge.
Yep.
That's a great choice as an example. Although some of the edges have a lot more flavor, actually.
Yes.
So, you know, if you have that cigar in your mind, it's like, what did that cigar cost? Oh, like $8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't great, and it was way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even if you take price out of the equation, it's just not a great flavor cigar, great experience.
Yeah.
So final score is 24. That's pretty low on this show.
Yeah, which is, like, it's shitty, because it's not a shitty stick.
No, well,
I guess, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, but what does that mean? Like, yeah. It's well constructed. The flavors are coherent, but there's not much flavor.
Nobody's going to buy more than one.
No one's going to buy more than one, yeah. I don't think so. If you're a big Leaf by Oscar fan, definitely try it out. But I like the other Leafs better.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite that I've tried them. So, the Corojo is pretty good.
It is a good exercise, though.
Oh, for sure, yeah. If you want to learn about, like, train your palate type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Corojo is better. By a long shot. So. Yeah, I mean, that's the takeaway. So, Leaf by Oscar, Special Edition 2025 Broadleaf, score 24.
Still better than that Partius.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, and I think it was another, somebody else wrote us, you know, how come all the cigars you smoke are great? Well, we don't have a great track record this summer, so.
No.
Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.